Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive says so out on the front. We have moved everything we do with WNST.net over to the BaltimorePositive.com website. We've brought along some of our great friends and our partners as well into the new year. And certainly we're going to have a bunch of county executives on later on this week talking about all sorts of things. But it is a Festivus week around here. And whether you're selling cars or managing money or, you know, hanging, whatever you're doing in this city this week, the purple lights are out. I'm seeing flags out. I don't know what happened. All those purple flamingos we had on lawns around here, Leonard Raskin. But it is a time to brush it all off. I was looking through pictures over the weekend, and I've been showing this picture off all week because I love David Modell, but I love this picture. This is Coach Billick and David walking out of the old facility 20 years ago this month. Eddie George and Ray Lewis and Steve McNair in Nashville. And here we are again. How you been, Len? Well, happy new year to you, man.
Doing great, my friend. And how great was it to watch Ray Lewis rip that ball out of Eddie George's hand and take it to the house? Eddie was a beast. And I remember that as clear as day. He looked scared. Well, it was like the turning of the tide from them beating us. And I remember the big rivalries with Jacksonville. You know, they all just used to trounce us out. And that snatch, grab, and six was to me like a turning point for the rest of, you know, let's go. And I remember distinctly, was it the Raiders next? It was the Raiders, right?
It was, sure.
That's like the only playoff game I didn't go to over the years because I thought I would get killed in Oakland. So I decided it was wise not to be there.
I have some great stories of that day with Dave Rather from Mothers. Absolutely. Hiding me out in his box. Go. Yes.
But I remember vividly also Tony Siragusa, when they talked to him about the hit on Gannon, he said he'd have pile drive his mother to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, and that's true. Goose. And Rich Gannon has told that story a couple times as well.
He was the beneficiary of quite the dropping. Today, that would be a 15-yard. They might even put 30 yards on that call today.
Yeah, I think
you can't land on a quarterback. They're such pristine little girls. I mean, well, players.
Well, that's kind of the way it is. And they are the property, right? And
that's right.
As they we go into this thing, having Tom Brady on in prime time Saturday night, even if the Eagles didn't play on Sunday night, that's what this is about. And the Ravens have rounded up in nicely the last 5 weeks to look like a credible threat, so much so that they're favored in Nashville this week, Leonard.
I told you when we were, I told you when we were 6-5 that we were 11-5 coming. I told you that. I said we're going to be 11-5. We're going to get our seat in the playoffs. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And here we are.
You were predictive. If nothing else,
I mean, I don't predict markets because that's impossible. But I just went out on a ledge and said, These five teams are beatable. And, you know, that Pittsburgh game with half a team, we almost won that one, for goodness sakes. So, but I'll tell you, yesterday, the game this week, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to go to Tennessee.
Well, I mean, where do you want to go? I mean, Buffalo looks to be, a hothouse right now.
Colts. I wanted Colts or Pittsburgh.
I found myself rooting for the Steelers, strangely enough. Like, that's how much
I've to miss out.
I that's how much I've disliked the Browns lately. You know what I mean? And I see you wearing your Ohio State thing.
Hey.
For anybody viewing out on WNS TV, you're not a turncoat to the Terps. You are a subscriber to the Buckeyes. And, you know, as much as you were predictive of the Ravens, I don't know that you were predicting that the Ohio State Buckeyes would be in a national championship game.
No, I was pre-New Year's talking to my son. And for those of you that don't know, my son is a freshman at the Ohio State. So that's why we're repping. And I was saying to him, dude, we're going to watch this game. We're just going to keep our fingers crossed because, man, Clemson's a machine. I just think it's going to be a good game, but I don't think it's going to be like an Ohio State win, and then, man, they just tore them up.
I thought Trevor Lawrence looked like a Jacksonville Jaguar.
He did. He looked like he belonged on the Jets or the Jags. So, and Fields just romped. I mean, they went crazy. And then yesterday, during the Ravens game, I'm sure you saw it, our man running back there took it to the house, 72 yards, and then he threw up the OH in the end zone in Cincinnati. He did that. So
That'll make him popular when he goes back home for homecoming for, there at Ohio State.
Yeah, Leonard, for the holiday.
Raskin is here. Raskin Global, it's a new year. And I guess financially, yes, people put on a hat and they'd say, okay, it's a party. And I have to start. If you still write checks, you got to write the weird 21 on the end, or you're making appointments. I've made the mistake on a couple things with the way we program our radio station of putting 20 instead of 21 onto the backside of everything. Anything that is an annual thing that people should think about every January 2nd, 3rd, 4th about what makes the world different in a new year?
Yeah, you should watch your accounts specifically. It's time to take a look and see if you need to rebalance your asset allocation. So let's just assume for the moment your allocation was half in stocks, half in fixed income. Year ends, it's a nice barometer time. You go into the new year and you say, okay, it's half stock, half bond, but now the stocks have gone up. So most people just want to ride that elevator to the top. What you need to do is sell off some of those stocks, take some gains, pare that back, get back to your allocation that you intended. So that's always a quarterly kind of thing, but a new year thing in specific. If you haven't done it all last year, good time to look at your accounts, make sure your assets are balanced. Another thing going on right now is we just had the government approve, Congress finally did, and the Congress president finally signed the new stimulus act. I like to call it the lockdown stimulus. They call it an economic stimulus. But I think for those that are home that don't have work, that are suffering through this pandemic and the economics that go with it, $600 for an individual, $1,200 for a married couple. Got a couple kids, it's $600 more per. That's money coming in. It should go right to your bank account, or potentially you get a check or a debit card. Make sure you watch. If you don't get it to your bank account and you're expecting the debit card, a lot of people last year when that $2,000 or $1,200 came out, the debit card came in a plain kind of white envelope. People just threw it away. So a lot of people threw away the debit card. That's a bad throw. So you want to make sure to check the mail. It's probably not junk mail. It might be a debit card from the government. You want to hang on to that.
Well, that's good advice, huh?
Yeah, there you go. The other thing is there was an extension in the rules. If you had an FSA account, you could roll over $550 of the FSA to the first quarter. You still want to make sure you use those dollars and don't lose them, because if you don't use them, they're gone. Another thing that went in that act for business owners, for our business owner friends, very important. There was a lot of talk last year. If you got a PPP loan.
That's me.
That you could... They said the PPP loan was not going to be taxable. Well, ultimately, the IRS said, no, you're right. It's not taxable, but you can't deduct the expenses that you paid with it. So effectively, it's taxable. Well, Congress overrode that in this act, and they said, hey, you know what? We didn't mean that. We meant it to be a grant to help business stay alive. That PPP money, if you're forgiven of that loan, you can deduct the expenses. That's a huge burden off of a lot of businesses that are suffering mightily here. And we're going to have to effectively be taxed on the PPP loan money. And if they've spent it and they have no revenue, they didn't have the money to pay the tax. That would have been dreadful. So the government has clarified that position. That's really strong. And then another one that I really like that they clarified in this act, really small provision most people didn't know about. Business owners, if you have employees that have student loan debt, and who doesn't these days, they put a little provision in the CARES Act that you could pay up to $5,000 towards the student loan of your employee. And that money is deductible to the employer and not taxable to the employee. So if you're thinking about bonuses, saying, hey, you did a great job last year, let's help you out this year. A great way to give an employee a bonus, pay off some of their student loan debt. Man, that's just
I've never heard of such a thing. This is that's kind of incredible. I mean, this is why I love having you on the show, by the way. I mean, we like talking sports, but having credible local people to give that sort of advice, that's an amazing kind of thing when you think about it.
I've been a guy
who's, you know, not this year, Christmas bonuses for employees, but I mean, I think, you know, back when NST 12 years ago, when I had a $1 million, a payroll around here, that I gave Christmas bonuses every year.
Yeah.
And the notion that I could say to one of my employees, hey, let me take care of $500 or $1,000 of your student debt, you know, instead of your.
That's right.
That's a nice thing.
If you're a 20-something, let's face it, if you're a 20-something, you work for a company and they say, we're going to put money away in a 401k. Everybody loves the 401k. Okay, so you say, I'm going to put money in a 401k for you. And you're a 20-something, and oh, by the way, you can't touch that money till you're 59 and a half. You'll get to use that cash when you're 60. Oh, thank you, boss. That's real special. But to be able to say to an employee, hey, I'm going to pay off some of your student loan debt. Here's a grand or 1500 or whatever it is. Right now, that's money right in front of your face that you get to have. And again, to the employer, just like the 401k, pre-tax, a deductible dollar. But to the employee, a current tax-free dollar to pay off some of your student loan debt. There's nothing finer than that in the tax law for employer-employee to benefit. It's huge. And they extended that. I thought they might extend it for the year. They extended that through 2025. So to me, that could become a permanent part of the tax code. You know, you hear all this stuff about the government forgiving student loan debt and that President Biden may choose to implement that. Well, here's a way to have the companies involved in that and share in that and say, you know, reward your good employees and help them knock out some of that student loan debt. Don't worry about the 401k when they're 30 or 40. Let's start taking out some of the today money. So that's a huge little provision in there that's just you know, masterful. It's really big.
Appreciate that insight. Leonard Raskin here from Raskin Global and RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him out doing things like that, helping you manage your money. If you need some advice, they're always there for you. You can find them at RaskinGlobal.com. We talk about them on the website. You can find Leonard out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. And I guess for football and the football side of this and the crazy times politically, financially, trying to figure out tax code and PPPs and stimulus money and who's going to be president and all this stuff, the football thing has been the real sort of shining light for us. Not so much if you're a Giants fan this week or you're a Dolphins fan this week because you don't have football. But there is a point in all of this where this has some possibility as a Ravens fan, and certainly seeing both of our championships as I hold up the David Bedolphin game from a wild card, going on the road, not having buys, not being 14-2. But there's a point that if I'm a Bills fan this week, I'm kind of happy they don't have a bye. I mean, they're playing well. I think how you're playing and how healthy you are and where the spirit is, the Ravens have built a little something over the last month that feels like momentum. And for that, I give them a real chance of extending the season to next week.
I agree. Hey, look, you know, the Bengals are a professional football team. They get paid to play the game. We racked up 404 yards of rushing on them. That was just silly. But what I've seen in the 5 weeks since the Pittsburgh game, since the COVID recovery for the team, Lamar's playing like Lamar. You know, people are out there saying, oh, he's just a runner again. They're giving him that tag. He's just a runner again. I don't know. I saw a 50-yard bomb out to Hollywood Brown that slipped through his fingers, and then I saw a 40-yard bomb to Boykin. It was a beautiful pass. I mean, he's throwing the ball all over the place. And how about his run? I think it was his run. Saw Dez Bryant down the field blocking. I mean, here's a guy who hasn't been in the league for 2 years. He wanted to come back. He wanted to play. They didn't throw the ball to him at all during the game.
Well, if you're a wide receiver and you sign up to play in Baltimore, you're not signing up to get the ball 12 times. I mean, you're signing up because you like to block. I mean, the reason Snead got all the money was blocking, right?
That's exactly right. And so I look at it and say, hey, you know, this Tennessee team is beatable. And certainly, my goodness, Pittsburgh is beatable. And you know what gets me in the playoffs? I mean, it's great. It's playoff time. But one of the things just blows my mind. How did Tom Brady and the Buccaneers end up getting to play the Washington football team? Is that putting him in the second round like gold? What is that about?
7.5-point favorite to start, you know, on the road. And the Eagles rolling over and stuff. I mean, it's been wacky. And look, how many of the teams would be looking for coaches this week? It's a major, you know, Black Monday and the carousel and all that's all going on this week. And what the future of the Jets and the Lions and maybe even the Bengals are going to be. But for these teams in the playoffs right now and what they've endured, and I mean, look at these two. The Ravens and the Titans, both of these teams have had their franchises shut down in the middle of the season, literally.
Wouldn't you think you'd see the Ravens and the Titans on an evening game instead of the Buccaneers?
They wanted Tom Brady. They thought they were getting Tom Brady and the Giants is what they thought they were getting, right?
Yeah, that New York market would have been nice.
Leonard Raskin is here. He's following all things Ravens. But more than that, there's another little football game. You got your Ohio State thing going on there.
I haven't talked
a lot of college football around here. Obviously that Notre Dame game wasn't much to brag about. But I don't like any of those teams, right? Like I put up my open-ended status up on Facebook and Twitter. College football is blank. And I let people answer that.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of stepped into this through your son. And, you know, someone said college football is made up of two teams. And I thought, I think Rob Santoni said that over Wise Marks. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it. I'm really having a hard time getting into college basketball. I can honestly say that the Alabama-Notre Dame game was the first college football game I've watched because I didn't take most of it very seriously. Now they're going to put it together. And the weirdest thing for me is I come out and I watch the coin toss and I'm like, everybody's making money except the players. Oh, and
yeah. Well, that's supposed to change. There's supposed to be some change there. And you know, I think they're probably getting it slipped in their pads on the way to the stadium or something.
They certainly are at Alabama, and you're allowed to talk like that this week at Ohio State, right?
Right. Can't say anything about the Ohio State players. They're fine upstanding.
It's just Michigan that's crooked, right? It's just Harbaugh that's crooked.
It's that team up north that's crooked. And how about the fact that they're renegotiating with him and he's going to get it? I don't know if he already signed it or if he's getting it. Harbaugh's getting an extension at Michigan. He has suffered mightily up there in the last 5 years, you know, 3 years, 5 years of his contract, and they're renewing them and upping them. That never would have happened in the NFL. I think he got a really lucky, in my opinion, pandemic year where there wasn't 100,000 people in the big house booing him out and he'd have been gone. But somehow he's getting a new contract and good for him.
You know, I would say this, that he has a quality there that because of his stature as a player there and his recruiting and that they can't replace him.
Right. I get it.
You know, I don't want to say, they're still trying to replace Spurrier in Florida, like in that way. Right. Like literally.
Right. Hey, you know, I've watched a lot this year simply because the boy, again, we got the Ohio State connection. So I've watched all of their games and been flustered by the fact that they didn't have three of them. And then the changing of the rules and then all the other stuff. And you know, it's really a funny story, a quick funny story. My wife went online because my son's, you know, he's in a dorm. So he's just college kid in a dorm and like every other college person that's ever gone to college in a dorm.
No, but he's wearing a mask. It's different. Yeah.
Right. Of course. But the story is she pulled up on the website. I don't know where she saw it, but she saw a little video, a YouTube video. It was like 3 minutes or something of J.K. Dobbins college dorm. Or shall I say, two-bedroom apartment with all the amenities. And you say, wait a minute, wait, what is that? I mean, these rooms that these guys live in are just extraordinary.
So I shouldn't feel so bad when they come out for the coin toss and feeling they haven't been compensated appropriately?
They're not getting compensated, but they're living pretty darn nicely. They're living well. They're not the
Well, to your point, that is compensation in the same
Absolutely.
Way that paying for my employees' student loans is compensation.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So they're getting some. And they're getting, let's face it, they're also getting a free education. I don't know what their degrees are in. And I hope that for their sake, the good players, the great players, their degrees are in the NFL. I mean, look, I went to college as a business major. My intent was to get a job in business doing business. If you're, Travis Etienne or Trevor Lawrence, your degree is in NFL. You're not going to school for anything else. And that's the bottom line. So a free education is nice compensation to get you your ticket to $1 million contracts. Now, I don't cry for these athletes. Yeah, they'll get theirs when they get out. Now, who I cry for, and it's not going to matter when they say these college players, their likeness, they can be compensated for their likeness. Nobody's compensating the center for his likeness. They're compensating the quarterback. And we don't have to look too far. Look, the Heisman Trophy. They should just call that the quarterback award. Who's one that hasn't been a quarterback in the last whatever, however many years?
Desmond back in the day.
Right. Give it up for back Desmond. 100 years ago. So we got this receiver for Alabama that might get it this year. Devontae
How about
Smith
this?
Might get it.
Let's see what your youngster knows about Archie Griffin, who was my first favorite ever football player.
Go.
Double
there you
Heisman
go.
Winner as a right. running back. So there right. you go. And a Cincinnati right. Bengal. How about that?
And it's been a while. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the NFL just a slight bit different. I didn't realize the Ohio State football team is a factory, man. I just didn't realize how many top stars came out of that program. It's stunning how many NFL superstars walk out of these schools. And like you said, how many is it? Half a dozen schools, you know, at any given time.
I still blame those SOBs for Schleister. So there, have at it. All right. Good. You like that?
He's a piece of work.
All I think about is Woody Hayes and Art Schleister. That's it.
Oh my goodness. He was a piece.
Well, don't think for a second I'm rooting for Alabama. I mean, when Alabama and Ohio State get together and play football, I look for Canasta. You know, that's all I can say. But
championship for my son to go back to campus. He goes back on the 19th, and he's going to walk in with national championship cred. That's what I'm hoping for.
Does tuition go up or down because of that?
Tuition just stays the same. Doesn't change. They win and bring in an extra billion. It just means they keep his scholarship next year.
You know, you want to give me a $5,000 credit toward my scholarship for winning the championship. Now I'd hear something. Now every kid would be behind that.
You darn right. We'd be on there. We'd be in the shoe watching that for sure.
Leonard Raskin is here, RaskinGlobal.com. You can find them out there. You can find him at Baltimore Positive, giving you good advice on your money, managing money, and loving some football here as we head into Festivus Week. You know, I've had bad luck with the purple Festivus lights. I bought them back in 2006. I broke them out again last year. I think you remember I was wearing them. You tangled up in me and keep me nice and warm during a cold week. I'm working on the beard, and I think I might even shave that. I'm going to go with no superstitions. You know, David Modell was superstitious, right? So I don't want to have any superstitions this week.
Do the George Costanza opposite time. Remember that episode when he did everything opposite? He walked up to that girl at the counter in the diner. My name is George Costanza, and I live with my parents. Oh, that's amazing, she said. You got to go the opposite.
Well, the opposite would be me putting Redskins lights up here, and that ain't happening this week. So he is Leonard Raskin, RaskinGlobal.com. Always a pleasure to join you. Rest up. We got a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, a whole day on Saturday. Around and getting nervous for everybody else, and I hope it works out well. I hope we're talking about a trip to Kansas City. I held a flight to Kansas City. I'm not going to Tennessee this week, and it has nothing to do with Marsha Blackburn or the bomb or any of that. It's just the COVID situation.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, the bomb went off right in front of where I threw my last party down there, Grand Central Station, which is now gone. And
crazy.
I'm just skipping this week feeling like if they lose, I don't want to be there. And if they win, I'm going to go to Kansas City next week, Buffalo, whatever. But I'm going to go next week. And I'm going to try to, the next couple of weeks, be a little bit normal about coverage if I can be, because I can drive to Pittsburgh. I can drive to Buffalo. But, you know, with my wife and COVID and where we are, I'm just trying to play it safe instead of sorry. That's all.
Kansas City's a cold place to go. Buffalo's a cold place to go. My goodness, it's that time of year.
Kansas City, my wife has figured this out, that if I go to Kansas City, I'm going to come home with some barbecue. So, you know, if it's a trip where I can come home with some good carryout food, you know, it becomes a better trip. Leonard, hang in there. Keep the faith for Ohio State this week as well.
Amen.
As for the Ravens, maybe you get two championships for your kid this month. How about that?
Not a bad winter.
You can't win the Super Bowl if you're not in the playoffs. And we are at least in the playoffs this week. 1 o'clock Sunday, all things Ravens. We'll be covered by our friend Luke Jones. He'll be out in Owings Mills all week long. All of our coverage brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. Make sure you're taking Justin Tucker's advice, taking on that tasty coffee and that delicious Rofo chicken. That's probably going to be a part of my pregame meal on Sunday as I prepare for Ravens and the Titans. Yeah, you got to keep it local, Leonard. That's how we do it. I am Nestor. Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. Nasty at WNST.net also finds me. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, everywhere we are, you are at BaltimorePositive.com.